5-4-3-2-1 reconnection technique. This is a super technique to practice, and I really recommend that you practice it every single day. You can practice it at home, at work, if you're out walking the dog, if you're in the car. There's just every opportunity you get, you can just tune in to yourself and to your environment. And the idea of this is that when we are stressed and in the fight or flight response, our mind is picking up perceived danger from everywhere. And when we do this technique, we're tuning back in, as I say, and we're saying to our mind, look, everything's fine, everything's safe. In fact, more than that, everything's wonderful. So I really recommend that you just use this as a go-to. And the idea behind all of the tools is that we practice them before we ever really need them. And that means that we become fire marshals and not firefighters, because we know that we have got a toolbox of things that will help us if we need help, if we are in danger of becoming more and more anxious. Before I do the technique, I just want to explain a couple of things, because I've seen this technique done by loads and loads of people. And basically, the first thing that we ask is find five things that you can see. And when I've seen it done with other people, sometimes it's almost like a list. And that's fine. But I'd like you to do a little bit more than just list what you can see. I'd like you to put some detail in around it. So, for example, I can see a lamp. It's got a cream shade. It's embroidered with flowers. The predominant colour is blue. There's a hint of red, and it's on a brass coloured stand. Why is that different from just coming up with five separate things without any explanation? It keeps us in this mindset for longer. It keeps our focus on the environment locked into our senses longer. And that means that we have a much better chance of avoiding the escalation of any anxiety. So for all of the things I ask you to do in a moment, please put a couple of pieces of detail around them. Avoid judgment, blame, or censure. So don't say, I can see a lamp, I don't like it. Or I can see a chair, it feels really rough and horrible. Only deal in facts when you do this. Remember, an anxious mind runs off on its own track. And it doesn't deal in facts usually, it deals in fear. So keep to the facts when you do this. Okay then, if you're ready, take a deep breath. Breathing in, breathing out. And then look around you. And find five things you can see and add in some detail. If you're on your own, say these out loud with a big smile on your face as well. That helps too. Find four things now you can touch. Add in the detail. And then find three things you can hear. Two things you can smell. and one thing you can taste. It's such a super technique to help when you feel like random emotions are ambushing you. By engaging the senses, we reconnect with our own bodies and we reconnect with the environment so we can calm an anxious mind. And we have some control over the present, and that's the only time in our lives we do have control over. So reconnection and grounding help us stay present. Use this exercise, as I say, as often as you can, and start being curious about the world again. Start enjoying the things that you come up with. Don't repeat the same things every time you do it. Find these amazing wonders in the world and really, really enjoy doing the 5-4-3-2-1 technique.